أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, we now come to the last couple of ayats that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran, and we find both of them, the last two, are in Surah At-Tahrim. This is Surah number 66. And it's ayah number 6 and 8. Today we will look at ayah number 6 and we'll continue into 7 and 8, inshallah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a picture that we can actually visualize. So maybe it's an appropriate time, if you're not driving, to close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, imagine you have this beautiful house, your beautiful family in this house. And you're living in a scenic place where you've got trees, you've got mountains, it's absolutely phenomenal. And then suddenly there is a warning, a siren that sounds to say that the mountain is actually a volcano that is now going to erupt. And what happens in a volcano is that molten lava comes down this mountain and it engulfs everything in its path. The first thing that you and I would do is actually save ourselves and our family. And I say save ourselves first because just as the announcements on the aircraft goes that when the oxygen masks fall, you got to put it on yourself and then to somebody else because you're not useful if you do not put it on yourself first. In the same way, now if you imagine that scenario, then we will be able to understand ayah 6 of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Now I got to stress here, look at who he's saying it to. He's saying it to those who have accepted iman, who are wearing the name of Islam and calling themselves Muslims. He says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, save yourselves and your families, naran, from a fire, wa quduha an-nas wal hijara, whose fuel is human beings and stones. And then he says, alayha mala'ikatun ghiladun shadidun, and over it there are angels who are strong, who are stern. La ya'suna Allah, they do not disobey Allah, ma amarahum, in what he commands them. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun, and they do as they are commanded. So we're looking at this scenario where the warning is there, please save yourselves and your families. Save yourselves from doing what? Well, by not wearing the name of Islam like some sort of a label, the name comes with behaviors. So any time we do not behave as Muslims, whether it's through our words or actions, and here I'm going to be specific, the injustice we've done to people, the hurt we've caused them, whether it's through jealousy or gossip or betrayal or whatever the case might be, all these things, Allah is saying will lead you to this. Imagine the hurt that you may have caused. He's now amplifying that in the hereafter and saying, you will be subject to that hurt. So right from now, save yourselves and your families from this sort of a retribution for what you do. And sometimes we forget our injustices, but the person whom we have done it to live with them. Let me give an example. Imam Zainul Abidin al-Islam, every time he saw a chessboard, he would cry. And many times people say, well, chess is a really amazing game because amazing board game because it allows you to think and it increases your intelligence. And say, why did Imam cry? He cried because when he was in the court of Yazid, all bound up as prisoner, Yazid had a chessboard in front of him. So these are triggers that cause pain. And very often we don't want to be that. So what is the solution to this? The solution is to adopt a behavior that fits the name of being a Muslim. And that's not causing injustice, not hurting anyone, you know, in whatever way possible, and serving humanity. But what about the past stuff that we've done? How do we save ourselves from there? Well, the greatest thing is going and saying sorry. It's really simple, but really hard. Apologize. Do what is necessary to make things right. And if you can't do them, Do good deeds in the name of the person that you've hurt and pray vehemently that Allah will accept those. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who understand this and understand the seriousness of what we do when we hurt human beings. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.